Looking at a grain market this morning, Bob. We've got Kansas City wheat a little bit higher. Now they're pulling to Chicago with it, I guess. But everything else just kind of sagging and bouncing along here.
Well, you know, we got to remember we've come up pretty good on the wheat reacting to the wheat tears. It suggests wheat's got some damage, and everybody's focused on Russia's possibly reduced weapons. So we've got the initial thrust out of the bottom. Reacting to wet weather, to weather conditions causing yield damage. Now, I think to move higher now is we have to have bona fide demand going into harvest time period, which is a strong counter seasonal move. And while there's damage, I don't think it's that strong. So my guidance would be, as a producer right now, if you got unpriced inventory, a lot of guys have unpriced inventory coming into the fall, and there's still pretty decent carry. I would be looking, if you can store it, I'd be looking to sell the D's out there and sell the carry. And then wait to the harvest time period to re-own it if there's confirmation damage a little more. But I would be moving more into forward cash, buy call later type technique. I would not be buying wheat at this time. As for corn complex, the corn now has got to 420. I got guys in Kansas, southern Missouri, central Missouri, southern Indiana, central southern Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee. I got a lot of clients in that area that are getting close to completion or high level of corn and beans planted. And they've been moving very aggressively here in my county, Montgomery County, which is central Indiana, moving very aggressively. But as you go further north, it gets more sparse, and you get up into your areas where the market's going. I think next week is really going to be heavily focused on what is North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin weather patterns. If you can guys start planting, I think that'll put a lot of pressure on the market. If you guys can't plant, that'll be the thing that will keep us thrusting higher. But we are at very good levels, December corn at 420. I would say there's a strong underpinning in the market. Everybody seems to be very bullish on demand, thinking that China and the United States are going to kiss and make up on trade. And if you don't hear it once, you hear it almost invariably 450, 470 corn. But the assumption they're making is that carryover is going to decline clear down to 1.2, 1.3 billion, down from the 2.3 we started out at back in December. And that billion bushel reduction is going to be because reduced acres, reduced yield, and increased demand. The new economic paradigm, higher prices creates greater usage type theory, which I don't buy to. So I think one has to be cautious. I think we're at a near-term high. Mid-May will be a lot of this choppiness, try to test out the downside. I don't think you'll get December corn below 405. Won't get beans below 1020. And we'll try to thrust up one more hard time from Memorial Day into 4th of July. Hard one more time, and then the cash basis levels will start coming in down pressure. So crop inventory has to be moved. So it's still going to be a very active time period, and there's going to be some good moves. But overall, 420 corn, is that good enough to sell old 1918 corn? I'd say yes. And if you get 450, 470 corn, that should be for old 19 corn. So that's, but you got to sell them in such a way that gives you flexibility, which is more of a put philosophy.
Yep, right. Livestock side of things, what's going on there?
Essentially, the big news is the hog market. I think a lot of people want to be our position in the hogs, so they think the bottom's in position. And a lot of people want to be buying the hog market between 73.4 and 72. They want to buy the hogs, but they're down here right now. But seasonally, I think people want to be hogs in the cattle market. It's still the same thing. It's been just hitting us over the head for quite a while. Increased supplies, no big demand. Everybody's wondering if China is going to start buying more in the export market. And so everybody's kind of holding their breath in the cattle and hogs, both waiting for a seasonal bounce and a seasonal bounce on hogs and just a oversold correction in the cattle to come back in play. But nobody really wants to press the advantage right now. And I think we're in a waiting game for the hogs and the meats more than the grains. I think I would tell you that as a hedger, there's nothing really to be done right now. You got to sit and wait for the summer bounce before you can even do any type of hedging the hogs or cattle at this time.
Yep, right. Okay. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Watch the equities. If the equities are in some really dangerous territory, if the equities move too much further south, I think you're going to see a distinct move of money moving out of equities, which could come to commodities. which puts even more pressure on that June-July weather scare. If equities, if combined money does come into equity money comes into commodities and the weather does shift, then it could get wild. So it means all your hedges, your cash sales, your short futures need to be in a defensive mode, I think, from mid-May on, if weather's showing any signs of a continuation of a dry pattern.